The five projects we're looking at are we need some new lagoon aeration. You know,
And that's in the sewage system?
That's in the sewage system. The second one is we're looking at we have to replace some wells for monitoring the groundwater out at the landfill. The third project we're looking at is, as you know, the state's still moving forward with the downtown streets project, so we have some infrastructure underneath that needs to be replaced, old pipes, that kind of stuff. The fourth is the streets project. In conjunction with the state's project, you know, we had we pulverized a number of streets in town because they had failed, and we're looking at the council's looking at, can we replace those, what it's going to cost. And then the Lake Road Fire Hall, we want to build an addition so we can consolidate some equipment that's been stored elsewhere, so we need to bring it back to the fire hall. So that's the five, in a broad brush, that's the five projects.
So let's start out this series of conversations by talking about roads, because that's generated a lot of public interest.
Yeah.
When you say that the roads downtown failed, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's in a lot of these roads are in a tough area to start with. There's a lot of water. It's very wet, and it makes things fail prematurely. And I got here and looked at the whole community, including the council, everybody's frustrated with all the potholes, and it got so bad that we just there was a QAP was in town, and they were able to pulverize those roads, basically just to take out all, there's no asphalt there now, to put them back down to dirt and to smooth them out and pack them down. So that's what we're looking at now, is hey, do we want to take down 3 feet, replace it, do it the right way, and get a lot longer life out of the roads? Do you want to bite the bullet and pay to do that while some of these crews, construction companies, are actually here doing the downtown roads with the state? We could save a lot of money by kind of piggybacking on some of that.
And what has the council decided?
They have decided to take this forward for the bonding. We're going to, on the 10th of January at the next council meeting, going to introduce a bond ordinance. So it'll eventually come out to the voters to vote on whether they want us to fix the roads or not.
So bonding is a word that I know a lot of people probably know but may not be super clear on what it means. Can you explain how a bond process works for getting new roads in Dillingham?
There's a whole series of things we have to do. We kind of follow a number of different tracks simultaneously. But as far as the bond, the legal process itself, I guess, if you will, is the council introduces an ordinance that says, hey, we want to a bond for these items. Then they will, 2 weeks later on the 24th, they will have have an adoption of the ordinance. Then by statute, nine Tuesdays after that, which is March 26th, we will have a bond election. So that's where the citizens come out and say, yes, we want our roads fixed and we understand the costs, et cetera, or no, we don't. And the likely the other item on there will be the fire hall addition. And same thing with that is, yes, we do, no, we don't. We'll, and between now and then, we'll have a number of meetings for the public hearings. The council's going to generate some different meetings to make sure that we talk to the citizens enough so they can make a informed decision.
So it's going to go before the voters whether or not the city's going to bond with the state for these roads. Can you talk a little bit, just kind of the pros and cons? What does it mean when a city takes on a bond? Are there additional burdens that it takes on?
Well, it's a long-term loan. So what it does is we'll take it on for a 20-year term, and it's basically like you get a house loan, low-interest house loan. You pay it for 20 years, and then it's paid off. The advantage with the bond is sometimes, especially in the state of Alaska, we can get the bond forgiven at some point. And or if we get we're going to continue to pursue grants, so we're going to try to get a grant to help pay that off. So, yeah, the citizens take that on, say, yeah, we want our roads are that important, we want to pay that off over time, but understanding that we'll continue to find other options to pay that bond off earlier.
Gotcha. So it kind of gives more time to find grants and things like that.
Right, right.
And then in terms of if you decide to go ahead with the project, what's the timeline for getting new roads?
We're going to tag along with the state. It's going to depend on the state roads. Right now, the state has every plan to, or every intention to go through with the road, downtown roads project next year. We haven't heard that it's been canceled, delayed, or anything. So we're going, and we'll piggyback with them if for whatever reason they delay the project again for another year, then we'll likely delay so we can make sure we piggyback with them. So we should start work in April, May, and the engineers say that we can get it all done by in one construction season. We should have brand new asphalt. If the voters voted in, you'll have three new streets, and plus the downtown area will be done. It will be very, very nice.
And I've got to ask, just because people have been hearing that they're going to get new roads next year for a number of years now.
Yeah.
Is it looking more promising this year than it had at other points at this time, or are we in the same kind of waiting game?
You know, yeah, and that's a hard question for me to answer, you know, just because I haven't been here for the other years. I can go from what I've seen, and I've had a lot of people say, well, yeah, we've been hearing that for years, I don't know how to answer that. They're talking, the state is talking about putting out RFPs, I guess, once we see the request for proposals. That's what RFPs are. And once we see that, I'll feel a lot more comfortable, you know. And I just have got to stay positive, and it feels good to me. I don't have any reason to doubt them, but at the same time, yes, the citizens here have been hearing that for a number of years already.
This is really just a tough place to build and keep roads. Yeah. The companies that you're talking to, are they optimistic that they're going to be able to use new technologies or best technologies to combat some of that?
Well, yeah, I'm not, you know, and I haven't talked to the companies per se. You know, we're just with the state engineers and the engineers that we use, and this is what they've come up with that to use around, and it's used around Alaska. I mean, it's you know, state of Alaska standards and rural Alaska for tundra and permafrost, and you know, we're just that's the best they have available that we know of right now.